To pre-register and say you live in the area to get a vaccine in Prince George's County. I'm Valerie Bong.
And the COVID outbreak among National Guard forces who were protecting D.C. during the inauguration.
Dr. Anthony Fauci's concerns about a new strain of COVID being seen in South Africa. I'm Mike Murillo.
And baseball great Hank Aaron has died. It's 7 o'clock.
As the new president promises a war on COVID, a look back at the old one.
You knew at that point that the election was a factor in communication about the virus.
Yes.
A presidential call on the pandemic economic fallout.
We have to act. We have to act now.
The death of an American sports legend.
The baseball world mourns Hammer and Hank.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and with the number of U.S. COVID deaths about 413,000, President Biden promises a war on it. CBS's Margaret Brennan has just spoken to the commander of the last administration's fight, Dr. Deborah Birx.
You knew at that point that the election was a factor in communication about the virus.
Yes.
Did you ever withhold information yourself?
No.
With shortages of the COVID vaccine around the country, people have been lining up for hours hoping to get inoculated. WCBS Radio's Marla Diamond was at a new walk and clinic in New Jersey.
The first two people online, brothers Hero and Hermes Barreto, who got here before midnight. You got here at 11:30?
I did. Yeah, I did.
One man in line said this is his third time trying to get the shot. Hundreds have been turned away as supplies dwindle.
This is President Biden calls for strong action to deal with the pandemic economic fallout, too, and he took some.
President Biden says too many Americans are going hungry.
Families literally can't wait another day.
One order he signed is aimed at expanding access to food stamps. Another requires federal contractors to pay a $15 an hour minimum wage. Republicans have balked at the size of the $1.9 trillion rescue package Mr. Biden proposes. White House economic advisor Brian Deese.
Without decisive action, we risk falling into a very serious economic hole, even more serious than the crisis we find ourselves in.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
And CBS's David Martin reports that about 150 of the more than 25,000 members of the National Guard deployed to Washington have tested positive for COVID. This is the Capitol Police faces criticism and questions over accommodations for some troops.
Photos showing National Guard troops forced out of the Capitol and huddled outside or in parking garages for rest breaks prompted bipartisan outrage. CBS News confirms the U.S. Capitol Police ordered their departure. Now the National Guard and Capitol Police say they're working together to find appropriate spaces within congressional buildings for troops to take breaks.
Correspondent Steve Dorsey. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the impeachment trial of former President Trump will begin on February the 8th. Now this.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 7:03 here on WTOP, Friday evening, January 22nd, 2021, 37 degrees, going down to the teens overnight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis.
And I'm Ken Duffy. The top local stories we're following this hour. How would you feel if you learned vaccines that were meant for people in your county was being used by people who come from somewhere else? That's what they're dealing with in Prince George's County. Those in charge are now taking steps to change that.
I'm from Montgomery County.
Montgomery County.
I'm from Montgomery County.
That's the line for the coronavirus vaccine outside of the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex in Landover. NBC4 interviewed several residents like Bill Moore, who said they're just trying to get it where they can.
We've got too few over in Montgomery County, so I heard you could come over here.
But the county is putting an end to that now, with appointments booked up through February 9th. All appointments after that date have been reset, except for those made for the second dose. From now on, everyone who wants a shot has to pre-register on the county website and say that they live or work in Prince George's County. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Mutations of the COVID-19 virus are drawing the attention of health officials here in the U.S., and Dr. Anthony Fauci of NIH tells WTOP one particular mutation is concerning because current vaccines and treatments don't seem to stand up well against it.
A mutation of the virus being seen in South Africa appears to be more troublesome than others out there.
It really knocks out
the effect of certain of the monoclonal antibodies, but it also diminishes significantly the efficacy of the vaccine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, who heads up the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says a mutation doesn't make the vaccines we have useless, but we need to be ready to.
We don't have to do it now, but modify if necessary the vaccine.
He's also watching the strain in Brazil and also the one that's now dominant in the UK. He says this all drives home the need for people to get vaccinated here in the US.
You don't want to see a virus take over in this country, then suppress all the virus that's here.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
See the full interview with Dr. Fauci, which includes his thoughts about the U.S. rejoining the World Health Organization, at WTOP.com.
7:05 new tonight, about 200 National Guard members who were deployed to D.C. have tested positive for coronavirus. And the Wall Street Journal reports defense leaders believe cramped conditions contributed to the spread. About 26,000 Guard members were deployed following the deadly Capitol riot to ensure a safe inauguration. And since Guard members arrived, images have emerged of troops inside the Capitol or other sites, occasionally not wearing masks.
As we've been reporting, National Guard members say they were asked to leave the Capitol after the inauguration and rest along the pavement of a parking garage. The National Guard and Capitol Police are out with a joint statement tonight. They say the National Guard and U.S. Capitol Police are united in the common goal to protect the U.S. Capitol and the Congress during this time. Meantime, lawmakers are reacting. That includes Maryland's governor, who says he's ready to reassign Guard members quickly.
U.S. Capitol Police Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman says, with the exception of specific times on Inauguration Day itself, while swearing-in ceremonies were underway, the U.S. Capitol Police did not instruct the National Guard to vacate the Capitol. When asked about reports of Maryland guardsmen sleeping in a garage, Governor Larry Hogan told WBAL,
"No, we haven't had that issue. You know, I asked them. They said they were getting a little sleep and they were getting fed pretty well."
He says the Maryland Guard is among a number of states that agencies are requesting stay in D.C. through the end of the month. But Hogan says the state may have other plans.
"We may bring more people and ramp up even more of the Guard to help us on the vaccination front."
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, President Biden signing a flurry of executive orders to try to help in the pandemic. But the new administration says nothing beats a large economic package passed by Congress. We'll speak with the guest moderator of tonight's Washington Week after traffic and weather, 7:07.
George Wallace here, and it's January. We've made it to the new year. You know what that means? It's cold, and it's playoff time in the NFL. You know how hard it is to get into the playoffs in the NFL? How about for Washington, going from 2-7 to the playoffs with a coach battling cancer and a quarterback who had 17 operations on his leg? Yeah, that's hard. But you know what isn't? Getting a new roof from New Look Home Design. You don't believe me? Ask the over 40,000 people who have trusted New Look. New Look Home Design offers both virtual and on-site same-day estimates, and the cold weather is not a problem because they have a special winter installation process to ensure shingles are sealed and tight. And they install...
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.